Hey there, this is Emily, and before we jump into today's episode, I want to ask you a question. Are you feeling stuck? Like you're in a rut that you just can't seem to climb out of? Well, you're not alone. And today I want to share something that's a game changer, especially if you're feeling overwhelmed and tired. The kind of tired that sleep doesn't fix. If snapping at your loved ones has become a habit and you're finding more comfort in binge watching shows and chocolate than anything else, it is time for a shift, and I've got just the thing for you, my free Empower You Strengths Assessment. This isn't just any assessment, it's the start to rediscovering what makes you powerful. Stop the spiral and start living with intention. Download your free assessment and start uncovering the strengths that are uniquely yours. Go to theleaptolead.com/guide or click the link in the show notes. Start your journey to a more confident and impactful you. Hey there, and welcome to The Leap to Lead. I'm your host, Emily Rogers, and as a transition and leadership coach, I'm here to guide you on your journey to reignite and reshape your life. Whether you're gearing up for promotion, reshuffling your career, wanting to find better balance, or embarking on the path of business ownership, you're in the right place. Together, we'll share tips and laugh about the mess ups. It's about becoming unstuck, embracing change, and stepping into your power. And I am here with you every step of the way. So let's dive in and let your second act be your best act. Welcome to The Leap to Lead, the podcast where your journey starts. Welcome to this episode all about overcoming challenges in your career. Are you feeling stuck in a career that no longer ignites your passion? Do you find yourself facing subtle, or not so subtle, age discrimination at work? Or perhaps you're yearning for a more meaningful professional path, but you don't know where to start. If any of these resonate with you, you're not alone. Many women in midlife experience these challenges, but I'm here to tell you it's never too late to make a change and find fulfillment in your career. As a coach who's navigated my own significant life changes, I understand the complexities of reinventing yourself professionally in midlife. So let's explore how you can overcome these obstacles and create a career that aligns with your values and your aspirations. The first step is acknowledging that something needs to shift. If you're feeling unfulfilled, it's essential to listen to that inner voice. It's not just about dissatisfaction. It's your intuition telling you that you're capable of more. So take time to reflect on what's missing in your current role. Is it challenge, purpose, recognition, or something else entirely? Often the key to a fulfilling career lies in reconnecting with your core strengths and passions. So think back to times when you felt most energized and most accomplished. What were you doing? What skills were you using? This reflection can provide valuable insights into the type of work that will bring you joy and satisfaction. Look, ageism in the workplace, it is a real challenge. But it is one you can overcome with the right mindset and strategy. Remember, your years of experience are an asset. It's not a liability. So focus on staying current in your field. Embrace new technologies. Highlight the unique perspective that you bring to the table. Your wealth of experience combined with your ability to adapt, that's what makes you an invaluable asset to any organization. If you're craving more purpose in your career, it's time to align your work with your values. Ask yourself, what matters to me? What kind of impact do I want to make? Sometimes finding meaning doesn't require a complete career overhaul. It might involve shifting your current role to focus on aspects that resonate more deeply, or taking on projects that contribute to causes you care about. Look, if you're ready to take action, I'm going to outline a roadmap for you that will help you create the change that you're looking for. Start with a self-assessment. go through an evaluation of your skills, your values, your interests. If you want help with this, download my free Empower You Strengths Assessment. The next step, explore your options. Research careers or roles or projects that align with your strengths and values. Conduct informational interviews with people in the fields that interest you. The next step is skill development. If there are any gaps between your current skills and those that you need for what you want to do, then look for opportunities to acquire them through reading or workshops or podcasts or courses or volunteering. The next step is to network strategically. Connect with professionals in your targeted area. If you can attend industry events, do so. Join professional associations. Use social media platforms like LinkedIn. And then create a transition plan. Set realistic goals and timelines for your career shift. It might involve a gradual transition or a more immediate change. It really will depend on your circumstances. And the final step is to embrace your narrative. You need to craft a compelling story that highlights how your diverse experiences make you uniquely qualified for what you're wanting to embark on. Remember, the biggest obstacle to change often lies in our own minds. Challenge those self-limiting beliefs and embrace that growth mindset. Your age and your experience are not barriers. They're launching pads for this exciting new chapter in your life. Navigating a career transition can feel overwhelming, but you do not have to do it alone. Seek support from friends, family, a coach, someone who can provide guidance and accountability through your journey. Embracing a career transition in midlife, it is a courageous step. It means you're stepping towards living a more fulfilling life. It's about honoring your growth and recognizing your worth, aligning your work with who you are. It is never too late to create a career that brings you joy and purpose. I'll see you next episode.